Today we're going to pray for four major apps that are used for sharing messages that are short, sharing photos, sharing messages and images, and sharing videos. And those are Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. Now there are many, many, many apps out there, but today we're going to focus on these four. Do you ever want to know what's happening right now? What app do you use? Do you ever want to share selfies quickly or capture a moment you saw with your loved ones? How about little videos of a memorable experience? All right, so in the US, Twitter is a pretty high-end one for images and messages, and of course, recently was purchased by Elon Musk. And today we're going to tackle each of these in prayer by focusing on what they are, their pros, and their cons. We thank you, God, and Father, in Proverbs 14:15, you say, "The gullible believe anything they're told, but the prudent sift and weigh every word." We pray, God, for Twitter, a place where people can share very short messages. 330 million actively use it, 500 million access it monthly. It's a tool for up-to-date news. Unhappily, Father, there are 70 million fake accounts that were purged and continue to be made. So we pray about fake accounts, that more and more that they will monitor that and get rid of them, and that less and less people will use them for illicit gains. A fourth of them that are verified are journalists. And so we pray that journalists will use this platform wisely, that they will help us understand emergency type news, like when there's a natural disaster or some sort of traffic issue. We know that the emergency responders often use Twitter, including the law enforcement, to help us know about things going on, even crime in our area. So we pray that is increased. We also know that Christians use this platform as well to share some of their ministries. So we pray, God, that if they do, that they will use this wisely. We also thank you, Father, that 71% Americans use this solely to read news. That's primarily what they use Twitter for, and 42% to discuss politics. It is limited at this moment to 200 characters per message. And we thank you, God, that sometimes short is sweet and less is best. So we thank you. That's one of the pros. So we pray that as people learn to say less and read less, that they will be able to be more concise and accurate in what they say. It is a wonderful tool for getting news, as we mentioned. And your name is not required, so you can kind of get on and check things out without having to feel like your privacy is invaded. We thank you for that too, Father. And it's a place for people to freely share things. Now that it's under Elon Musk, it's not censored as it was in the past. And it's a place where people can express some of their thoughts and opinions and in healthy debates. Unhappily, there are lots of opinions and many people who are ignorant, unlearned, uneducated, or just caught up in things, think that's the truth, yet it's opinions. And it sucks up a lot of time. So we pray, Father, for people to watch and monitor the time they use. Unhappily, it usually dispenses mostly bad news. So people tend to have a too much information overload and tend to get depressed. The fake counts are very regular. People get persecuted on there for views, and not many people know how to handle that. So, Father, we pray for those that do get persecuted, that if they are doing this, they're using the Twitter for a business reason or for helping others, then, Father, we pray that you would help them to do that, just like the birds that are singing in the background, that they would feel your protection. We also thank you that your word in Psalm 19:14, we end with Twitter saying, "May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer." Instagram is a place where people share images and messages. 1 billion monthly active users, 71% are under 35 years old. It's the 30th top website, most popular with teens, and Facebook currently owns it. The average user spends 53 minutes a day, and selfies count for the most uploaded pictures. Messages are limited to 1,000 characters. Father, we thank you for this site that can be used for good and for evil. For the pros, it's a great way to edit photos. It's useful for branding, engaging people to interface. It's the traveler's first choice, and it has strict privacy, and we can add videos now with their new tool called the IGTV. And we know that, God, sometimes we want to share things with our families and friends in an instant type manner. So we pray that, God, it would be used for those types of things. We also ask, God, that about all the cons. Father, we pray against the many ads, that people won't get caught up buying things or getting sucked into looking at things that they don't need or don't want and or are inappropriate. Unhappily, a lot of people create a fake life because the pictures they share tend to be only glorified and good and nothing that's real necessarily. It is a highly addictive site. So, Father, we pray for that. We pray that there will be places that more and more Christian churches will rise up and offer classes for people who are addicted to media and not just alcohol and drugs, that there are other things, including social media, very much so. And then there's a lot of adverse effects on the person. There's a pessimistic impact on young person's mental health. We pray for that, that they would be, and the adverse effect on body image, sleep, rises discrimination, the fear of missing out, a greater feeling of despair, anxiety, and loneliness. So, Father, before a word is on our tongue, you, O Lord, know it completely. Help people to use this appropriately. The same with TikTok. It's a place where people can share and edit videos. It has more engagement than Instagram, Snapchat, or Facebook. It gains more followers. It collects a lot of data on our phone based on the activity. It's available in 150 countries. There's a steady growth in users 18 to 35. It can make you famous. Anyone can edit the photos. It creates a mega fan base. Very useful for business promotion and easy to use. Unhappily, Father, we pray against the fake accounts and scams, that they would be stopped, the clickbait methods would be monitored and banned, that the overuse and addiction, that something would be said on there, if you need help, go here, and that there would be, again, Christian groups that rise up. There's a lot of offensive content and hate speech, time wasted, a harassment tool. Father, set a guard over our mouths, Lord. Keep watch over the doors of our lips. And lastly, Snapchat, it's sharing images briefly. The average is 230 million daily active users every minute. 2.1 million snaps are created. It's called Snap because the pictures are only there for 24 hours. It's ranked second worldwide as the most used for mobile usage. 3 billion photos and videos are created daily. 54 users are female, 54%, almost 45% are male. 65% in the US are 18 to 29 that use it. Pictures and messages are short term, so that's a pro. Easy to use, it's safe and secure, and you can use things to fix your face, fix where you're located. You can share moments with loved ones, it helps promote products, and they disappear in 24 hours and they're not stored. Father, we pray about the audience limitation, and we thank you that it's not kept long, but we come against the addiction again, Father, that people will recognize if they're addicted to it. We pray, God, that they would not just hide in their anonymity, that they would find constraint on their video time, that they would realize that they are oversaturated. And we come against the sexting, that it is known as a sexting app and provokes, and that they would ban that type of activity online. Father, you say in 1 Peter as we end, do not let your adorning be external, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. In Jesus' name, amen.